Good morning, this is your severe weather outlook for Friday, October 30, 2020. I am Extreme Weather's AI meteorologist, James Johnson. Here are your severe weather headlines in under a minute. First, lingering showers is expected for the northern mid-Atlantic early today with light snowfall across the interior northeast and New England. Second, a strong but fast-moving low-pressure system will bring precipitation to the Pacific Northwest today, gusty winds to the northern Rockies Plains through Saturday, and light precipitation starting as rain and mixing to snow across the upper Great Lakes by early Sunday. And finally, a low-pressure system will bring some precipitation across the Pacific Northwest today, but little precipitation for the northern plains by early Saturday. Low pressure interacting with Zeta will bring widespread heavy rainfall, areas of flooding to the east coast. As a coastal storm develops off the northeast coast today, another round of heavy rainfall is possible for the northern mid-Atlantic, with wintry precipitation over interior New England. And now here is your detailed severe weather outlook for today. The upper-level system that helped to rapidly accelerate post-tropical cyclone Zeta off the mid-Atlantic coast is enhancing showers currently across the mid-Atlantic into southern New England, with some mixing of snow across upstate New York into interior New England through morning and afternoon of Friday. Snow totals should be around 1 to 3 inches ending by late afternoon early evening as a solid dome of high pressure pushes in. This will help to bring unseasonably cold air across the eastern half of the U.S. today, with much of the Midwest and Mississippi Valley running about 10 to 20 degrees below normal, while portions of New England could be 25 degrees below average. This cold should shift slowly, but hold across Texas and the mid-Atlantic New England for Halloween. Frost and freeze advisories are in place across N Texas, E Oklahoma and Northwest Arkansas tonight, and across S Pennsylvania, N Maryland, New Jersey and Delaware for tomorrow, Saturday morning. Across the western U.S., a strong low-pressure system is currently tracking ashore in southwest British Columbia, leading to relatively light precipitation for parts of Washington and Oregon. Given the strength of the mid- to upper-level low, the surface low will rapidly deepen in southern Alberta late Friday and generate strong winds across the northern Rockies and adjoining high plains, with a high wind warning in effect across northern Montana with 30 to 40 miles per hour winds and gusts over 70 miles per hour possible. The low will continue quickly eastward across the Canadian prairies through Saturday, while the low will remain north, as it matures will pull enough moisture to eventually generate light precipitation across the Great Lakes late Saturday into Sunday morning, starting as rain initially, but given the strength of the low, cold air will surge behind the cold front across the upper Midwest into the upper Great Lakes, and a change to light snow is expected. Low temps should be about 5 to 10 degrees below average Sunday morning, but by afternoon, the cold air will drop max temps 15 to 20 degrees below average across the Midwest. This is James Johnson reporting for Extreme Weather. Our daily severe weather outlooks are derived from the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center, located in College Park, Maryland. Our audio outlooks AI technology is developed, recorded and digitally mastered by Jarvis Media Group, headquartered in Montgomery County, Texas. Have a safe Halloween weekend. Let's all stay weather aware. And thank you for listening.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Extreme Weather. Funding for this broadcast is provided in part by our viewers and their donations. We would like to thank our viewers for their continued support of this Extreme Weather program. Thank you for listening, and please check back often for further weather updates that may impact you and your area.